expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds! Wow.
Yeah, as he falls out of the chair onto the floor.
Oh, boy. It's June. Tomorrow's Juneteenth.
I don't want it to...
We're going to talk a little bit about Juneteenth, just because... Wow. Unbelievable.
So, it's Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day. Good point.
I was going to bring that up. Let's start there, okay?
Let's start with Father's Day. My name is Mark Kent, and I am here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
And we have to give a special farewell, I guess, to Travis. I mean,
the Hat Man.
I got cut off.
I don't think he wants to know. I wasn't going to say anything.
I didn't know we were supposed to say that. We don't have any
can
mic.
Can you hear us? Travis, can you hear us?
I can't hear us.
I can't hear shit.
There you go.
Oh.
Wow, that's a good farewell then.
Was I supposed to say that, or did I let the cat out of the bag or something?
I don't know. Some button got hit somehow.
Oh.
Well, we're going to...
What you were saying.
Now that... It's out of the bag. Yeah. We are surely going to miss you. You are great, the Hat Man.
Yeah,
I was going to say, you know, the guardian of the magic bumper of silence, the librarian of buttons, the time bandit of breaks, key weaponry board specialist, producer extraordinaire, Travis! I can see that one.
Yeah.
We're going to have to go down and see you.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
He's at Redrick's.
Riddick's? It's a restaurant, yeah.
Yeah, it's actually used to be a sports bar.
A sports bar, yeah.
Where's that at?
Hartnell, you know, by where Rayleigh's used to be?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Across the street.
Okay. I know what you're talking about. There's a round table over there. And so.
No, other
the
way.
Yeah, the round table's across the street. No, he's right.
Yeah. Round table.
No.
Yeah, there's a round table over there.
Across the street.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And Redrick's there. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Not in the same spot.
You got
not
talk,
in
the you gotta
same
talk to the
shopping mall.
Yeah. Talking to
used
the
to
mic.
Be where the boot barn used to be.
Oh God.
And then
oh,
on that
I see
side.
What you're saying. Okay, I was
yeah,
thinking across that
it?
Street. Okay, it's the other way. It's going.
Right.
It's going south.
South.
All right.
Sorry, I was trying to get where I could hear.
All
better.
Righty then. Well, he's telling me that's where it's at, and I'm like, well, he kind of knows because he's the one that's
yeah, right
you know,
there on the corner. You know, used to be a sports bar, but anyway, we'll have to go see if you want. There's a lot of TVs. I was in there the other day, and yeah. Man, I'll tell you what, they have a lot of TVs in that place.
Who does?
The restaurant. Where he works.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. There's probably, 50 TVs in that place.
Something. Well, they play every sports possible, yeah.
Wow.
Well, I've been there for a few months now. It's just, you know, I've been working here for the past 2 years while also having a full-time job on the side.
Well, we appreciate you.
But this one's starting to affect me, like, physically and everything. Cause it's,
that's that late-night partying.
I'm doing 11 hours in a row, or 11 days in a row.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Sometimes. Well, we appreciate you.
Yeah, I do, too. I'll miss it. I'll come visit, though.
Wow. All right. Well, let's see what we got today. The kid that rocks around the clock, he's on assignment.
Assignment.
Yeah, he's somewhere on assignment.
Yeah.
And, we kind of miss him. with his energy and his input. But we will carry on.
Yeah.
All right. So I got a couple of things.
We don't have any problem.
I got a couple things I want to talk about. I do want to talk about this June or January 6th thing.
We're talking January 6th?
January 6th.
Okay.
Thing. Because the thing is that it's so screwy, and this whole thing has been so screwed up. I mean, you can't even make this crap up. So, you know, you got a Congress that is, you know, doesn't even have subpoena power because they didn't put anybody over there from the Republican side. So they've had all this stuff going on and conjecture, and but they can't subpoena anybody to come in and testify. So there's the witness.
So what are they doing?
Well, I mean, this is the same people that brought us, you know, Russiagate. Impeachment 1 and 2.
But they've imprisoned people over January 6th.
That's the point I'm going to bring up today is that, you know, and I've got a little clip here from Rudy Giuliani talking about it. And I think what he has to say is, spot on with, you know, this isn't, we're not operating in America anymore. You know, I was listening to this, and did you know that there were 4 people that died? And I'm not talking about the cop that had the heart attack. I'm talking about there was 4 people that died in the January 6th protest, if you will, because I'm not going to call it an insurrection.
No, it wasn't an insurrection
at all. That I have another clip here that there's a Fed out there trying to incite them into something. And all this stuff just gets overlooked by the mainstream media, so I thought I would give it a little bit more of a fair and balanced look here.
I don't know about 4 people being killed.
I don't know about... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There was actually 4 people. There's Ashley Babbitt,
right.
And then there's Rosalind Boylan was beat to death. And the reason that they got that on camera is evidently they released some footage on one of the mainstream meathead platforms. And they inadvertently didn't realize that they had film of the cop beating her to death on the
Oops.
Side.
You mean it was one of those oopsies?
Yeah, and so there's some stuff going on there, and then I haven't had enough time to do the research on the other 2 people that died. So, and then you've got guys that were put in prison for over a year now.
Yeah, something like 253 days.
Whatever
or
it is.
Yeah, a lot.
Without trial, without anything.
Without due process.
Without due process. That's what they do in communist countries. That's what Schultz and Neitzin was talking about when they, you know, just took you out to the gulag. All right. So. I want to play this clip. This is Rudy Giuliani. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I want you to hear some of what he had to say. You know, and of course the mainstream discredits anybody who doesn't toe the party line. And we know this. We've seen it over and over and over again. You know, all they know how to do is lie, and you know, they lie about everything. They don't lie about just 1 or 2 things. They lie every time they freaking open their mouths, they lie. You know, they've lied about Trump. They've lied about, I mean, you name it. They've lied about inflation. They've lied. Oh, it's just transitory. Oh, it'll never take off. They've lied about absolutely everything. All right.
Well, whatever their story is usually a lie. Yeah.
But we're supposed to give them credibility and believe what they say now, right? With the January 6th, where's the economy? And we'll go over some of the economy and talk about some of the emergency measures that they're taking right now to stop the 10-year from spiking, which it did this last week suddenly. So there's a bunch of stuff going on, but let's hear Rudy here, and let's listen to him for a few minutes.
Hello, this is Rudy Giuliani, and I'm back with another edition of Rudy's Common Sense, and this one follows very directly, I would say, on the last one, which was an opportunity to bring to you the relevant video, facts, details, deliberately left out by the distorted, unauthorized, and illegitimate January 6th commission. It's amazing how, with their primetime Democratic news network broadcast, which was unprecedented, and then their soap opera afternoon broadcast, they brought you no new facts except salacious gossip. When there are a tremendous number of questions and facts, and some of which are gross exaggerations, and all of which are being treated in an unconstitutional manner, with people being held incarcerated and in some cases incommunicado for over a year. When I was growing up, I thought that could never happen in America. That's what I read about from Solzhenitsyn in the Soviet Union and East Berlin. And when I studied communism, that's what I heard about. And when I investigated communism with the FBI and the original FISA court, that's what I heard about. But not in America. Well, we're going to find out just how much this is not in America. We have with us someone who has really devoted a great deal of time courageously to this and who has amassed both a considerable amount of information on her own as well as documentary evidence and evidence that comes from pure facts. I mean, the difference between us and our, should we call them adversaries, is that we back what we say up with facts. I don't say something and then not have, here's the person who said it, here's the fact that backs it up. They back it up with lies. Well, Kara Castronuovo is a co-founder of CAP, C-A-P-P. That's Citizens Against Political Persecution. By the way, all citizens should be against political persecution. And the People's January 6th Commission. She's an activist, investigative reporter and journalist, a two-time boxing champion. She's a celebrity fitness trainer. She is a really, really fine television personality. You can watch her on Newsmax at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Wise Guys, which I had the pleasure of being on about a month ago, and it was great fun. And you can follow her on Instagram. You can follow her on Twitter at Kara Castronuovo, which is spelled out on the screen. This is a great credit now, I will announce. She's currently banned from Facebook. Congratulations. She must have said something really true. And she is suing them for defamation of character. And you can contact her. Again, this will be on the screen at KaraCastronuovo@yahoo.com or via the CAP website, which is www.citizensapp.us. Or www.caracastronovo.com. www.caracastronovo.com. Plenty of ways to reach her. I think there are going to be people who, among other things, are going to want to ask her questions, but I think there are going to be people who want to give her information. You'll see that this is a very, very knowledgeable investigator, among other things. So let's begin this way, Kara. How did you get involved in this? Because you are involved in this up to your eyeballs, right?
Yes, I am. I mean, people send me information all the time. I also write as a reporter for the Gateway Pundit, and we have such a great following throughout the United States.
You do.
People send me tips all the time. But the way I really got into this whole January 6th investigative stuff, I was at January 6th, and my experience, what I saw, was very different than what the news portrayed. And so I was very much affected by it directly, because I lost a lot of friends afterwards that found out I was there that day. And what really did it for me was when the FBI came to my house and harassed me and asked me what I was doing that day, which they did to a lot of people.
I want to stop it right there, because that's kind of what my point here is. And you could go to see, on YouTube, Rudy Giuliani's Common Sense show with the rest of the show. But, over the weekend, we also saw Simone Gold, one of the America's doctors,
right,
got, sentenced for speaking at the January 6th meeting, or, protest or insurrection, if you would like to call it that. And what we've seen is we've seen persecution without due process. We've seen, mm-hmm, we've seen going after anybody who, argues with the narrative from the left. And then I've got some more video to go over, but let's go to our caller.
Oh, we've got Kathy on the line. Good morning, Kathy.
Hey, Linda.
Hey.
Mark.
Morning.
Hey, we are bringing a freedom fighter to Reading. His name is Captain Seth Keschel. He's coming Friday, July 1st, to 621 Twin View Boulevard, and it will the event starts between 7 and 9. Seth worked in the U.S. Army as a data analysis guy, statistics and numbers. He believes in the truth is in the numbers, and the numbers drive action. And so he's been on the front lines in this fight, not, you know, as far as the January 6th event, but he is helping partner with Shasta County to bring election integrity. So anyhow, I just wanted to give you guys that little plug that Shasta Freedom Coalition is bringing Seth Keschel, which is another freedom fighter, to our county.
Right. 100%. I was going to announce that. I just hadn't got there yet.
Tickets are $20,
and it's Friday, July 1st.
Right. Coming right up.
And how do they get tickets?
Tickets can be purchased online, and I don't know where online, but anyhow, it's through Glad Tidings. They have a link, and then they can purchase it through any Freedom Coalition member. We're selling them.
So how do they get it on the
Freedom Coalition website?
Who do they get a hold of?
Do you have a phone number or something?
It is. Are you ready?
Yep.
Area code 530-351-4041.
All right.
All right.
Perfect. You got your message out there.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right.
Guys.
Thanks, Kathy.
Yeah, maybe. I had that written down. I was going to get
that. We love you.
All right. Thanks, Kathy, for calling in. We appreciate it.
All right. So I want to continue going on with this where I was headed.
About the faults. Everything about it is false on, you know, about January 6th on the other side.
That's what seems to be the case. So I've got a little clip here, and this is from the Truth About the January 6th documentary. You can go to j6truth.org, or you can go to Rumble and watch this. We're not going to play the whole thing, but I want to give the other side from the narrative that we're not hearing if you're watching mainstream, and if you're not, you know, cued in on anything on the internet, you need to start getting other sources, because a lot of this stuff is irrefutable about the opposite and the lies, and they're not bringing stuff out, and they've edited the tapes. They only bring up what they want. They can't subpoena witnesses, and the whole thing is just a freaking sham trial. And if you listen to the mainstream meatheads, they act like, oh, you know, they're gonna get him. He's going to jail. He's innocent. You know,
right? And they skip over, wasn't it? Nancy Pelosi was a few days before she told the troops to stand down.
Well,
and things like that. They don't bring any of that out.
Well, evidently, it's they're starting to ask questions, I guess, on the Republican side. If, you know, again, I don't trust those guys much more than I do the Democrats, but ask them what their participation was. And I have a clip here from in this clip that we're going to talk or go over, there's Ted Cruz asking some questions that are poignant. And so let's go ahead and play this, and then we'll talk some more about it.
We have hundreds of thousands of people here, and I just want them to be recognized by the fake news media. Turn your cameras, please, and show what's really happening out here, because these people are not going to take it any longer. They're not going to take it any longer.
The FBI has arrested hundreds of people in connection with the January 6th insurrection.
But I think right here, we're going to walk down to the Capitol. And we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women.
Jacob Lange is an American hero. He saved two lives on January 6th. Both of those men have signed sworn affidavits saying that the only reason why they're alive is because Jacob pulled them out of a pile of being crushed and suffocated to death. Jacob Lange is still sitting in jail right now. Used to be in America, if you saved a man's life or a woman's life, you were considered to be a hero. But Jacob Lange did it on January 6th, two lives, and he's still incarcerated. So we need to tell that story.
America, you deserve the truth. You deserve the full story. You deserve to view the historic event of January 6th beyond the censored lens of mainstream media. Hello, I'm Jake Lang, a 27-year-old political prisoner that has been locked up in solitary confinement for over 17 months. The footage you are about to witness has never before been seen by the public. It is the raw and uncut truth of January 6th, the day when free men and women stood unarmed against tyranny and were brutalized, beaten, and even murdered on the steps of our own Capitol. The patriotic event of the century, where brave Americans came together to defend the Constitution and free and fair elections.
So how did this peaceful protest end up becoming violent?
There was a peaceful protest at the Ellipse. It was one of many peaceful protests that had taken place across the country. There was a call to continue the protest that day, to go down and walk down to the Capitol peacefully. What happened on the way over is that that peaceful walk was hijacked by all different types of groups of people with nefarious intent.
Police are squabbling with protesters. Oh, there we go. Again.
The police, who are in charge of securing the perimeter, move aside the barricades and let the protesters or rioters or insurrectionists, whatever you're going to call them, a lot of people still in prison, let them in the building.
How about the one guy? Go in, get in there, everybody. Yes, get in there, go, go, go. Nothing happens to him. What happened with him?
People were funneled into areas of the Capitol that were either undermanned or that had defenses had been taken down. Barricades had been moved by people like Ray Epps and a bunch of other nefarious actors that day.
There's a man called Ray Epps who was a longtime conservative activist. He was captured on camera at least three times, possibly more, encouraging people on January 6th and the day before, January 6th Eve, January 5th, encouraging protesters to storm the Capitol.
Tomorrow, we need to go into the Capitol. Into the Capitol.
So I'm going to stop it for a second there. Everybody around this guy is yelling, he's a Fed. He's a Fed. He's not, you know, he's not a part of what we're doing. So was this a setup? I think if you look at all the evidence, you can't come to any other conclusion that they were setting this up because they didn't want the election challenge. After you listen to 2,000 Mules or watch 2,000 Mules, if you still haven't watched it, you need to, because it became the election was stolen. Okay, so
but if you listen to them, they make it sound like it was set up the other way.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So these guys, all they want. Everything is about retaining power. Even now, they're seeing their power slip through their fingers with Joe Biden because his policies are so bad that his own people are turning on him. And so everything about this is about retaining power, because if Trump had stayed in office, this thing would have got a lot, you know, they wouldn't have been able to steamroll like they've been steamrolling. And it would have been a fair election if he legally got elected. You know, that's different than if they stole the election. If it's provable they stole the election, then these people don't have the right to be angry. If these,
right.
You know, but why would they set them up with Fed agents and they let them in the Capitol? And then there's no due process. There's guys.
They thought the people were going to get more violent than what they did. The people did not get as violent as what they thought, is my opinion.
They shot Ashley Babbitt.
No, I mean,
I know.
On our side.
That's what I'm saying.
So to speak.
The cops shot.
Yeah, exactly. They're the ones that got violent.
So that's what I'm saying. They're the ones that beat down this Roseland gal. You know, when you look at everything that went on, they beat Rosanna Boylan down. There was two other guys that died. Okay, so how can you not look at this and go, well, gee, we've had all of these Black Lives Matter and everything going on. One guy gets killed, Brown, and then you got George Floyd. One guy gets killed by the cops, And it's a completely different story
right.
than if one woman who is a patriot or a Trumper, if you will, gets shot by the police. There's no trial. There's no looking into it. It gets completely blackballed by the media. You have to come to the conclusion that this is another one of the bag of dirty tricks in the Democrat and the liberal communist party.
All right.
So,
and with that, we do need to go to a break, and we'll pick this up on the other side. If you want to call in, the number is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Get the very best of summer with Black Bear Diner's refreshing summer menu, here for a limited time only. Start the day with sweet cream pancakes with fresh strawberries and lemon cream. Or grab a fresh berry chicken salad for lunch. Dig into blackberry burned barbecue ribs for dinner and end with a fresh strawberry lemon cream pie. Pair any of these with a triple berry citrus spritzer or a summer sangria and you're set for summer flavor. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
If y'all didn't know it, I'll explain it to you. You're all right-wing bigots if you're not into dudes. We get 55 emails each day before noon, reminding us all that everything's gay in June. Your new Apple Watch, your ball cap from Liz, the Walt Disney Channel's got gay shows for kids. Levi jeans makes you start hearing the banjos. Skittles makes sure we're all tasting the rainbow. As queer as a $3 bill in Elton John's boots. Remember, everything's gay in June. See all the stickers outside of the store. It feels like a glitter bomb at your front door. They're selling men's rompers live on QVC. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy reruns on TV. Move over, you straight folks, and give us your children to groom. Because cause everything's gay in June.
Well, we're back. Wow. Everything I had pulled up just got dumped. I've never seen this happen before. Unbelievable.
Yeah, a lot of times Control-Shift-T will bring it back.
I got nothing.
Nothing, wow.
My computer just dumped everything I had pulled up for inspection, including what we were just listening to.
I don't have them on my eye.
I'm trying to pull everything back here, but wow. I was like shocked. It's like that's never ever happened before.
While you're looking there, I want to, say something about on that clip, too. You heard Donald Trump saying about, what about the guy that was letting all the people in and doing right. all of that? Nothing is said about this guy. They don't even, say his name or show anything. And he's letting all the people, come on in, come on, They just gloss right over that piece of it.
I'm going to try to pull this up and get it back because... wow, I'm just unbelievable. I can't believe that this is completely gone, everything I had. isn't that, it's like, wow, interesting stuff. So let me...
I was going to say, and also you know that with regards to January 6th, that, Barr was being paid by Dominion. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, voting systems prior to... From 2009 to 2018, $1.2 million. And then another $1.1 million in stocks awards and stuff. You think there might have been something going on with that? There's some kind of connection going on? I'm just saying, that. Wow. But they don't talk about any of that. I mean, we talk about the Dominion voting machines a lot, but you don't hear anything really in mainstream, let alone in regards to January 6th. Any connection at all.
I can't believe that everything I had is gone. It's just, I've never seen that happen before. So I don't know. I'm trying to, regroup here a little bit, but, kind of thrown me for a loop here. Let's go to a break, Travis, and let's run another clip, I'll try to get back to that clip so we can run it. But we need to go to a break real quick.
Is a real nowhere man sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like man, please listen. You don't know what you're
right, we're back. Wow. I'm still struggling here a little bit. But I got one of the clips back up. I'm going to continue to play that while I get everything else to try to get squared away here. So we're going back to the Capitol insurrection here. And we'll play this for a little while. Pardon me while I regroup here. I've never had that happen before where it just disappeared and I couldn't get it back. So here we go. We'll continue with this. The guy that's out there screaming, you know, everybody storm the Capitol.
Come on in.
This Epps guy. So here we go.
Is this guy going to be charged? Where is he? He was on the FBI most wanted list. Now he's not?
Exactly how many of those present at the Capitol complex on January 6th were FBI confidential informants, agents, or otherwise working directly or indirectly with an agency of the United States government?
We already voted. What have they done? Let's take it. Go!
There was the largest manhunt in American history conducted after this day, January 6th. We're still talking about it, as noted, a year later. And yet this guy is not only unidentified, nobody in authority seems interested in the slightest in finding out who he is.
Any FBI agents or confidential informants actively participate in the events of January 6th, yes or no?
Sir, I can't answer that.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants commit crimes of violence on January 6th?
I can't answer that, sir.
Did any FBI agents or FBI informants actively encourage and incite crimes of violence on January 6th?
Sir, I can't answer that.
Allegedly, the story goes that a man dropped off pipe bombs at the DNC and the RNC. Our FBI has showed us a couple of stills of those individuals, and there has been nobody telling us anything beyond it. I live in D.C. There's a camera on every corner.
Yep.
The Capitol building, the White House, the most secure buildings possibly in the world. We're seeing Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan start to show that the FBI had some involvement in January 6th. We're urging supporters to go toward the Capitol building. What is your assessment as you're watching more and more of this information come out?
Well, I have been watching, and I've been watching it very closely, and a lot of people are being treated very unfairly. This should never happen in our country or any country, what happened to them, especially when you look at the way the so-called other side is treated. But this pipe bomber or bomber, who knows if it was a pipe, who knows what it was, they never found him. I've seen pictures of him and very clear pictures, and you know that they do have cameras. Not just a camera, they have many cameras on every corner. And I would imagine they probably know who he was. And I guarantee he wasn't one of the people that were at that protest for the right reason. It was a protest. You know, the insurrection was November 3rd, the election day. This was a protest about a rigged election.
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
All of us here today do not want to see our election victory stolen by emboldened radical left Democrats, which is what they're doing, and stolen by the fake news media. That's what they've done and what they're doing. We will never give up. We will never concede. It doesn't happen. You don't concede when there's theft involved.
So who was capable of actually opening this locked door from above, which seems like it was a magnetic lock system and the door could be opened from a distance? That's the mystery. Who opened this door? Who had knowledge of how to open this door so that this gentleman could let people in? And the gentleman who actually was walking to the door and he signaled up and asked the person to open the door, he has not been arrested yet, and he is not on FBI wanted list.
I'm going to go ahead and pull the plug on this. I've never
they
seen...
They broke through the police line.
Let's stop it right
and
there.
People are going in. The doors are...
I cannot... This is... I've never seen this happen on my computer before. I'm going to restart it because... I don't know. I mean, this is really weird. I can't now. I've got the thing playing.
I can hear it.
And I can't find the window that it's playing from.
Oh, it's incognito.
It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah,
I'm just going
to
do a restart.
It's incognito status.
I'm just going to restart it. Yeah. That should pull everything back up. I finally found all my tabs.
Did you?
Yeah.
But back to that clip again. I can't answer that. I can't answer that. Well, you know, if we were in court and we couldn't answer, the judge would say something like, either you answer that or I'm going to hold you contempt,
well,
right?
Well, it was a Senate hearing, in fairness, and, you know, it was the FBI that they're talking to.
But still, they're not above the law. They got to follow the same laws.
Evidently, they kind of are these days.
I'd just say, me and you, they'd say, either you answer the question or I'm going to hold you in contempt until you answer that question. Because they didn't say... They didn't take the Fifth.
No.
They didn't say that. They didn't exercise their constitutional right. They just said, no, I can't answer that.
Well, that's kind of how this whole thing has been a show of just unbelievable.
One-sided?
One-sided. Okay, so I got that one back up. And... let's see if I can get another one back up here. This is just the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life on my computer.
And like you said in the beginning, everything like this would come, you know, that's happened, especially with Trump, we're finding out, oh, that was a lie, that was a lie. We're finding out, of course, we knew January 6th was a lie. So where are they going from here? I mean, they don't stop.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to stop.
You know what I mean? So how long are they going to keep this false or gossip and lies going on January 6th and keeping these people in prison over it?
Yeah, good question. All right. I'm going to – this is just unbelievable. It's still acting so weird. I don't know if I got a virus or something has happened that has completely – now I don't have any of my tabs that would come back normally again. But I got the tab that showed the thing playing behind the scenes. So I'm going to go ahead and keep playing that and see if I can fix it.
Okay, oh, no. So we're back on, we're still on January 6th?
We're still on January 6th. So I think what I'm going to do here.
You got to plug back in.
It's not coming through very good at all.
I'm going to plug it back in.
There you go.
It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay.
I'm gonna go to YouTube again, and see if I can get this.
I like what Trump said about that was a protest. And
yes.
The insurrection was actually in November.
He said the 3rd. Yeah, yeah. That's when the insurrection was on the 3rd, not on January 6th, when everybody was at the protest at the Capitol.
And how is this one protest in one day going on this long? When we had Portland and Seattle and all other places in L.A. and everything.
Right, and those weren't riots.
No, protests. Okay.
Yeah, that. Those were protests when they were killing people and starting fires and everything else. And people weren't letting them in
well,
to their businesses. They were, you know, they were storming the people.
Boy, I've never seen this much technical difficulty in one shot.
It's just crazy, like, how far can they drag this out?
Yeah.
That's my question. Yeah. Is they're just going to keep it up until, I don't know.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, and then what are they working on now? Because, you know, that's fallen apart. Mm-hmm. So what is going to be their next narrative that's a bunch of BS?
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go back to Rudy Giuliani here and listen to... Rosanna Boylan, and I'm going to see if I can still restore this stuff while we're working on it. So let's just listen to this because it's worth listening to.
Recipients of FBI knocking on their door and just interrogating them. So I started doing a lot of research, legal, what they were doing, and that's how I came across all the political prisoners in solitary confinement. To this day, I started investigating this stuff I'd say last April of the year prior. So it's been now over a year and a couple of months. And I came across these prisoners thinking to myself then, I can't believe there are guys in solitary confinement being held pretrial for misdemeanors in the United States. And they're still in jail to this day. So I started investigating a lot of stuff, including the four deaths that happened that day, Ashley Babbitt being one of them, Roseanne Boylan being another, Kevin Greeson and Benjamin Phillips, the two gentlemen that nobody really talks about.
Well, I mean, actually, I would say at best the general public is aware of the first one, Ashley Babbitt, to some extent Boylan, but the other two are largely unknown, correct?
Well, it's so hard to get Boylan's name out there. I was the person who really broke it, along with Jim Fox on Gateway Pundit and someone named Gary McBride. We found the video that we're going to show you. It was actually playing on Mika and Joe's show on MSNBC, and they didn't even see what was in their own video. The video is playing, and they're saying, look at these horrible Trump supporters beating up cops. And then you look closely, and you're like, oh, my God, that's somebody, a woman getting beaten there in the corner of you. And it was the woman that a lot of prisoners have been telling me about that they witnessed cops and were trying to stick up for her. A lot of those men in solitary confinement today for assaulting the very police officers that were around the area of Roseanne Boylan's body when she died. Well, that was being beaten by a cop, so it was kind of funny how they're saying these are Trump supporters beating up police, and they, if you look closely, it's a police woman beating up a Trump supporter.
What people should know about the January 6th committee is it's an unauthorized committee of Congress in that it does not have a ranking Republican member. They rejected the Republicans. Two renegade Republicans, not authorized by the Republican minority, belong to the committee. But having no ranking Republican member, they can't subpoena anybody. Every single one of their subpoenas is illegal. Doesn't matter. They do it anyway. The time that I spent with them, I found them completely insensitive to the attorney-client privilege. It's like they believe they can do away with the Sixth Amendment to the Constitution. From some of their actions, it looks like they think they can do away with due process. Look at the way they arrested Peter Navarro, putting ankle bracelets on him for a alleged one-year misdemeanor. When in New York City, we have people walking around who shoot people up and don't even bother to spend a day in jail. So we have a committee made up of basically, I call this Russian Collusion 2 or Russian and Ukrainian Collusion 3, however you want to look at it. The same group of liars, the same group of sinister individuals who for 5 years insisted that Trump was colluding with the Russians. They were lying. They knew they were lying, and the press lied for them. And Trump was considered almost a maniac by saying he wasn't. Now they're trying to say that he caused a riot. And he says, I was just arguing about a stolen election for which they grant no credit for the fact that there was a tremendous amount of evidence and that he's entitled to that opinion. Nor do they deal with the fact that Hillary Clinton made the same claim or Stacey Abrams. Nobody seemed to go after them. But let's take a look at now what the Democratic News Network refused to show. That's NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, Fox Business. They all put together this unprecedented network, and they gave us a prime time, supposedly, picture of what happened on January 6th. So we're going to show you something they didn't show you because it's the second person who died. We showed you the first person who died last week, and that was Ashley Babbitt, ignored, covered up. This is the second person who died. They're covering this up even more. And I'd like Kara to take us through it, because there are a few videos of this.
Okay, so basically this is the video that we spoke of that was on Mika and Joe Scarborough's show. That's why it says FBI releases new video of officers dragged into crowd. And you could see that if you look and you have to slow it down, you could see the officer is beating.
Is that where we see the red arrow?
So the red arrow is pointing to the stick coming down, and there's better footage that has emerged since then. This was the first clip that we got of the officer beating Roseanne Boylan. So you can see she's laying there unconscious. There's a boy, a gentleman in a blue shirt in the corner, which is her best friend, witnessing this whole thing. And she's just cracking her with a stick over the head and in the body. And then where, if you, as we go down further, do you see the blue arrow?
I do.
So the blue arrow is a different crowd shot of the same exact scene. So it, when you're looking at it through this way, you could see just how fiercely she was hitting her. Go from an overhead like club-like swing. So she's coming down on her very viciously. So you, you could see there her coming down, doing, just beating her. Just beating her, you know, very, very much as if she was trying to fight her, as if she was some sort of threat. She's not a threat. She's laying there unconscious.
Yeah, once, I mean, what had she done anything before that to justify this kind of severe beating?
I very much highly doubt it. We have some footage of her now, but it's not available to the public. I have seen it, of her walking up to the front, and that's really it. I don't know why this woman decided to beat a harmless woman. There were plenty of men there that she could have attacked, I guess, that were conscious. But to, for her to beat a woman who was unconscious is very scary.
Now, there's a point, Kara, there's a point where she's on the ground, right?
She's on the ground the whole time she's getting beaten.
But then there's a point where it seems like, does she get up? Because they're beating someone else toward the end of the video where we see the yellow arrows.
That's just her beating the same person, and then it kind of stops. It's her, it's the whole time it's Roseanne. The guy in the red hat has a shirt on it that says Sheriff. I always use him as a marker.
She looks like where we see the yellow arrows and the person being beaten.
She hits her five times until the stick actually breaks. And then she, then that's when, at that point, the other protesters, the Trump supporters, start administering CPR and trying to help her. So this is the scene when she's actually getting beaten.
Now the next one I'm going to show them is the one with the video redacted so they can hear the audio more clearly.
Right.
So this one is the same scene, right?
The same exact scene, except it's from Lila Morris's body cam, and the family had to fight like tooth and nail to get this released by the government, which they shouldn't have to do, where their daughter is the victim in this crime. But they had to fight very hard for this, and what they got back was this very redacted, pixelized video where you could hear the audio, and that's when she's clubbing Roseanne, and you hear the other protesters' outrage, begging them to stop. You're effing killing her. Stop. It doesn't have to be this way. And this is kind of what led up to a lot of the police violence in that little corner of the Capitol that a lot of guys are still in jail for before trial.
And that's essentially, is that the same video we've looked at except pixelized so you can't see it?
It's a lot of videos the same. So the other video that we looked at was from another officer's body camera that was leaked accidentally because it was on MSNBC. They didn't realize what was on that camera. So they leaked that footage to the news thinking to themselves, oh, we'll get to
all right, with that, we'll have to pick this up on the other side. Hopefully we'll have everything up and working a little bit better by then. Please stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Minds. You've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The fireworks continue as the House holds hearings on the January 6th Capitol riot. Correspondent Bob Agnew has more.
Committee Chairman Democrat Benny Thompson told the panel last week President Trump asked the vice president to break the law by rejecting the results of the 2020 election.
When Mike Pence made it clear that he wouldn't give in to Donald Trump's scheme, Donald Trump turned the mob on him.
Former presidential candidate Gary Bauer says the committee itself is acting like a mob with one goal in mind.
Make it impossible, if they can get away with it, for Donald Trump to run for president again.
More hearings are set for this coming week. Bob Agnew reporting.
The list is growing amongst a push for U.S. tech, retail, and service industries to organize themselves.
More than 100 employees of an Apple store in a Baltimore suburb say they voted to unionize by a nearly 2-to-1 margin. A union statement Saturday said the workers voted 65-33 to unionize via the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. The vote will still have to be certified by the National Labor Relations Board. An Apple spokesperson declined to comment. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says he's pushing airlines to hire more customer service agents and take other steps to help travelers this summer. A lot of flights have been canceled in recent weekends. Buttigieg tells the AP his department could take enforcement action against airlines that fail to meet consumer protection standards, but he doesn't think that will be necessary. Yellowstone National Park will partially reopen this week, along about Wednesday, after catastrophic flooding. It destroyed bridges and roads and drove all the tourists out. The Park Service says visitors will once again be allowed on the Southern Loop under a license plate system. Even numbered plates, in on even days, odds on odds. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I've always been kind of cynical towards advertising, which I know doesn't make much sense considering I'm currently recording a commercial. It's all the fluffy words that make us cynical, right? A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, a blue light special, but only, of course, if you call right now. It all kind of makes me nauseous, and yet here I am about to say that right now actually might be a once-in-a-lifetime moment for some of us, and that is the opportunity of a cash-out refinance. Arguably never has there been a moment in time like the last few years where home values have jumped at crazy historical levels, leaving all this extra money sitting inside our homes. A cash-out refinance lets you put that extra money in your pocket to use for life. If you'd like to see your options, we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York, licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org, corporate NMLS number 1330, equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Sara Duterte, the daughter of outgoing Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte, has been sworn in as vice president after a landslide victory.
The Duterte name lives on as daughter of the outgoing populist president is sworn in following a landslide electoral victory. The inauguration, which took place in her hometown of Davao, comes 2 weeks before she takes office. President-elect Ferdinand Marcos Jr., Duterte's running mate, will take his oath in Manila on June 30th. But Duterte and Marcos Jr.'s electoral success is concerning for left-wing and human rights groups. Both parties and their families have brutal anti-drugs and crime campaigns that have seen human rights atrocities over the years. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Firefighters in Spain struggling to contain wildfires in several parts of the country today, which is suffering from a heat wave unusual for this time of year. News and analysis at townhall.com. The leaderboard is tight through three rounds of the U.S. Open Golf Championship.
Will Zalatoris and England's Matt Fitzpatrick topped the leaderboard by one shot at 4-under par heading into the final round of the U.S. Open. Zalatoris carded the low round on moving day Saturday with a 3-under 67. Fitzpatrick shot a third round 68 with three birdies on four holes before bogeying 18. Meanwhile, Spain's Jon Rahm held a one-stroke lead before double bogeying 18 to card a 71. 36-hole co-leaders Joel Damon and Colin Morikawa dropped back to the pack, shooting 74 and 77. Respectively. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Today is Sunday, June the 19th, and a number of famous people are celebrating a birthday, including Hall of Fame race car driver Shirley Muldowney, 82 years old today. Nobel Peace Laureate Aung San Suu Kyi is 77. Actor Paul Dano is 38 years old today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
We're back.
And we're rolling. Go ahead.
And we're going.
I want to get this to play. I'm not sure why all of a sudden I'm not.
Former police themselves.
Here we go.
It's just in their nature to see a woman on the ground.
That's not why I want to help her.
They were not allowed to help her.
All right. Let's try this one. Here we go.
Years from now, some of them may look back and ask themselves whether they've made the right choice, whether they've made the most of the opportunities they've been given. Together, we have the same mission. Over the course of your life, you will find that things are not always fair. You will find that things happen to you that you do not deserve and that are not always warranted. But you have to put your head down and fight, fight, fight. Never, ever, ever give up. Don't give in, don't back down, and never stop doing what you know is right. Nothing worth doing ever, ever, ever came easy. And the more righteous your fight, the more opposition that you will face. In your hearts are inscribed the values of service, sacrifice, and devotion. Now you must go forth into the world and turn your hopes and dreams into action. America has always been the land of dreams because America is a nation of true believers. When the pilgrims landed at Plymouth, they prayed. When the founders wrote the Declaration of Independence, they invoked our Creator four times. Because in America, we don't worship government, we worship God. It is why our currency proudly declares, "In God we trust." And it's why we proudly proclaim that we are one nation under God. The story of America is the story of an adventure that began with deep faith, big dreams, and humble beginnings. The next generation of American leaders never, ever give up. There'll be times in your life you'll want to quit. Never quit. Never stop fighting for what you believe in.
and for the people who care about you. Carry yourself with dignity and pride. Demand the best from yourself. The more people tell you it's not possible, that it can't be done, the more you should be absolutely determined to prove them wrong. Treat the word impossible as nothing more than motivation. Relish the opportunity to be an outsider. The more that a broken system tells you that you're wrong, the more certain you should be that you must keep pushing ahead. You must keep pushing forward. And always have the courage to be yourself. America is better when people put their faith into action. Pray to God and follow His teachings. Today, each of you begins a new chapter as well. When your story goes from here, it will be defined by your vision, your perseverance, and your grit. You will build a future where we have the courage to chase our dreams no matter what the cynics and the doubters have to say. You will have the confidence to speak the hopes in your hearts and to express the love that stirs your souls. As long as you have pride in your beliefs, courage in your convictions, and faith in God, then you will not fail. As long as America remains true to its values, loyal to its citizens, and devoted to its Creator, then our best days are yet to come.
Some motivation.
I think people got motivation out there. I really do. I think they're
I also wanted to play that. Does that, and I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, does that message ring for you, as opposed to what have we been hearing from the current administration? Wow. Crickets, eh?
I mean, nothing I want to repeat that's good.
I mean, the message was so positive in that speech. The message was so looking forward to a better future for your kids, for you, for everything. What message have we been getting lately?
I don't even know if Joe can put two words together.
Is there a message?
Is there really a message except...
That's right. That's kind of my point. Is there a message?
Not just Joe, Kamala either.
All of us.
Yeah, that's true.
The new representative of, what's the one lady that just got hired for Prosecco, whatever.
So if you could sum it up in one clear thought... What do you think the message from the administration that's in power now would it be?
What America?
Mine would be, it's not our fault.
This is what you wanted, right?
It's just unbelievable.
Had enough?
We're going to take everything and you're going to like it?
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. And so, be happy. I mean, be happy. We're going to take everything. Just shut up and be happy.
Yeah, because inflation is high in Europe, too.
Chunky chocolate chip.
It's unbelievable. So the guy gets in there. He shuts down all the gas pipelines. He does all of this stuff. Gets us back into the Paris climate.
That's not his fault. None
of it is his fault. And you guys got to quit lying.
Yeah. He had nothing to do with that. Don't you get it?
I forgot that his first couple of weeks he signed that giant stack of papers, the executive orders.
Right.
We don't know what they were, right?
What orders?
Never mind.
Huh?
Nothing.
What?
I bumped to my head.
Let's go to 31 flavors. Yeah, so I can fall off my bike. We had to say it. You got a story on Fauci we need to bring
up. I've got this, and it says, Fauci refuses to stop funding Chinese research with U.S. tax dollars. He was in a hearing, and he actually said that in the hearing. I mean, he actually told the truth on something, I guess, that, you know, we've always wondered about this money and everything. Well, he's telling you right there, yeah, he can't do nothing about it. Keep shipping our money over to China.
Yeah.
No problem.
Well, you know, I got to say, you know, when you bring this up with this China in bed with China crap, has anybody noticed, oh, like, oh, 10,000 cows or whatever the number was died from the heat was what they said. You know, cows don't die 10,000 at a time from heat. You know, there's so many, all the food processing plants
are burning up or whatever.
Burning up. You know, what they
closing.
Did, what they did in the Ukraine was the communists starved everybody. That's how they took over the Ukraine. Do you see that that could be some? I mean, does it look to me like the food supply could be a target? We got the chickens. How many chickens got killed?
Oh, I don't know. It was thousands and thousands of chickens.
Is anybody investigating any of this? Is there anybody to investigate any of this? I mean, would you look at the current administration and go, yeah, they've got our backs. They're checking on everything to make sure that it's going to be okay?
Oh, yeah, sure. No problem. I mean, they're still employing Fauci.
I know.
What could go wrong here? You know what
but
I mean?
But it's Pride Month. How did we go? You know, why do we have? Do we have any other holidays where it's a month? Do we have like, you know, Pride? We have Pride Month. Do we have like?
We have Black History Month or
Black History Month.
Yeah.
Anything else that you can think of?
My birthday month is the full month.
Your birthday month.
Other than that, I don't remember there being an Irish month.
Any other month. But you notice even those 2 months.
Normal people month.
Even those 2 months are about trying to promote some kind of division. Because if we said, hey, let's have all European white month. History Month. How do you think that would be responded to?
I guess that depends on where you put it out there at.
What about, for me, Native American Month?
Well, Native American Month. Okay, I would be okay with that. But why is it that if we said it's white, old white guy month, or even just white guy month?
White people.
White people. It's the history of White History Month.
Oh, my
God. Why is that a problem?
That's racist.
That sounds racist, yeah.
Yeah, that's totally racist.
Because there's a narrative.
Yeah, I mean, you're excluding everybody else.
But we can get a whole month dedicated to the LBGQDXYZ community. Who does that? Did anybody sign up for that? Do you know anybody that's in favor of giving a whole month to Gay Pride?
No, I do not.
Now, they did close the gay bar locally.
I heard that.
Did you even know we had a gay bar?
Yes, I did. Unfortunately, I did know that.
I didn't know it. I didn't even know it.
That's because I know people in the restaurant bar industry that told me. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known it.
And then, of course, you know, the one guy I see on the news media out in front of the gay bar.
I didn't see that.
You didn't see the news report?
No.
It was our local Marxist meathead.
Mike?
No. Oh, that hit him. I don't think Mike Mangas did it, but, you know, the creator. You remember the guy that did the mea culpa at the last board meeting?
Yeah.
That said that he's one of us and all of that crap.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious.
And forgive no more division.
Yeah, I got a little clip we can play of that. But my point is that I guess he's standing up for the gay pride, but is he gay? I don't know. Do we care? Not really. But
you know, I don't care if people are gay, but do you have to put it in my face?
Well, why do we have a gay pride month? Is what I'm asking. That's my question here. And then the bars closed down.
Because otherwise, you're being racist.
Well,
you're excluding
how's
them.
That a racist thing? How's being, how's it racist? What is it, rainbow colors or something?
Yeah.
There's no white in a rainbow. You know that, right?
Right. There isn't.
There's no white.
No.
It's a neutral color.
Well, there are also no purple people.
Well, there are purple people eaters.
Yeah.
Okay. Just saying.
Yeah, there is those. I mean, come on.
So my question was immediately was, why is the gay bar closing? No, they didn't want to tell you that, but as
because they don't have enough people.
Well,
people
okay, as a business person who's been in business since I was like 7 years old, you know, we had a worm farm. That was our start. Okay. Yeah. I would say because you don't have enough business. There must not be enough income
and too much expenses.
So why would we, and then they made a big
deal.
Because
I couldn't get funded through the local government, and so I had to close.
And then they made a big deal about, oh, leave them alone, let them do whatever they want. Does anybody care? It was almost like the setup of, you know, the white supremacists are going to come over and, you know, pound on a few gay people or something. I don't know.
Well, they make it almost sound like if people didn't get outraged that they were closing because it's a gay bar, then you don't care about the gay community or the gay people and you know.
Well, I really don't, but
You treat us differently,
they kind of treat everybody else differently.
Right.
Part of people blaming a local religious group. Buying a lot of property.
Maybe. But hey, wait a minute. You don't have to sell the property unless you want to. If you own property,
you don't have.
You have the ability to say, "I'm not selling. I have a successful business here, and I'm not giving it over to the Christians."
Unless you live downtown and they want to build the jail and everything, and then
that's different. That's eminent domain.
Yeah.
So I'm just asking some simple questions here.
So bribery is at play.
Well,
blackmail it could be.
Maybe. So why isn't that an issue?
Because that's not important.
It's not as
important, and it doesn't divide people as much.
Well, the term blackmail sounds racist.
Racist.
Yeah.
Well, I guess
do you know where blackmail comes from, actually?
I don't know.
Well, actually, where it comes from is Scotland. And in Scotland, they used to be the guys that go around and do their extortion racket for the landholders. And what they would say is you know, kind of like Rob Roy stuff, if you don't want all of your cattle to sort of disappear, then you need to, put some money in the mailbox down there, and that would be the black mail, and the guy would come by and pick it up so that his guys' sheep and cattle would just disappear.
Right.
Yeah. That's where it comes from.
Well, I was wondering because
it's called the black mail.
There's no black-skinned people in Scotland, right?
Oh, there actually is.
Is there?
There's more white people in Africa.
Well, no, I mean, back in the day, they weren't.
Well, I know of I watch a guy on on a podcast who does. He's a black Scottishman.
Really?
Yeah, he actually.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know. It's funny. You look, he's got dreadlocks and everything, and he talks with such a thick brogue, you can't even understand him what he says. So it's funny, but it's kind of like with DeSantis this week. You know, they said that Elon Musk was going to vote for him, and he says, see, there's another great black American. he said African American.
Oh, okay.
He said there's another great African American.
Yeah.
See, so you don't have to be black to be from Africa.
No.
Well, no, right? You know.
And you don't have to be black. You don't have to be white to be from Scotland.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Just saying.
Because color doesn't matter.
I know. So we got, let's get back to the Gay Pride Month thing, okay? Because I think that there's some issues here that I have some problems with.
And I have a lot of problem with it because it's always in my face. I'm sorry, why do you guys get all these rights and I have none?
Well, it's not a matter of what they don't want is equal rights. They want additional rights, okay?
They want special rights.
It's kind of like the whole Black Lives Matter thing and the Antifa, which, by the way, our local Marxist meathead say he's not a member of Antifa.
But he was.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, then why do you have pictures of yourself on the paper up in Seattle linking arms with the Antifa movement? Why do you have pictures? You know, why did you, you know, self-proclaimed BML guy, you know, Antifa on, you know, he's, oh, that was a joke. Well, I don't know, it was the joke. That seems funny when you said to yourself, you said yourself on your little thing that you had on a TikTok,
yeah, but if
or
we,
whatever it was.
If we did something like that, it's not a joke anymore. See, that's what I have a problem with. It's never for us, only for them. They want special treatment. They're special.
So
they can do and say whatever they want, and you're supposed to just go, oh, yeah, that was just
without
for fun.
Attacking anybody, the people from this left wing, no God, you know, whatever you want to call this movement, communist, socialist, Marxist, whatever, do not have a affinity for the truth. They lie about everything because they don't think that they're going to have to answer to a higher power. The difference between them and Christians is Christians think there's going to be a reckoning at the end of the road. And, you know, so you try to do your best. You try not to lie, cheat, steal because there's a set of rules.
Well, I hate to tell everybody out there, someday you got to stand before the pearly gates, or whatever it is, whatever you believe, but someday you've got to pay for what you've done.
Now, where I'm going with this is a clip from the Dan Bongino show, and this is a parent who has found out that her son, or his son, actually, has been being groomed and taken to a drag show without his permission. So he went, you know, kind of got upset about it.
Do you think, you might be a little upset?
Now, we just saw all the stuff about the drag queen and the kids and and then we've seen the clips that they're going to get your kids from the musical guys down there in San Francisco.
Right.
And then, but we're supposed to trust them. Oh, there's no CRT. There's no critical race theory. Oh, except that we keep finding out that there is. So what I'm saying is no matter what these people tell you, you cannot believe them. It's like the mea culpa at the Board of Supervisors. Even if he was a sincere guy, do you believe him?
No.
No, because he has lied. He has besmirched. He has badmouthed. He has attacked everybody who disagrees with him. And now all of a sudden he's going, well, I live here too. I was born here. Well, okay, so I was born in California too, right up the road in Yreka.
I was born in Southern California.
Me too.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
So somehow that makes it, you know, like you're okay because you were born here. Well, okay. So how does that make it okay that you're one of the boys, even though we've got photographs of you at a CHOP meeting up in Seattle? Yeah. See, it doesn't fly the smell test. And so I'm not sure what's going on there. And maybe he is sincere, but my point is that I don't believe anything that he says, period.
I agree with that with a lot of people.
Yeah, they act.
It's whatever he thinks the people want to hear at the time.
It's whatever's convenient to get what they want.
Exactly. Right? That's what they've been doing at all levels.
At all levels. So let's play this clip from Dan Bongino about the guy, this father. He's kind of ticked off about his kid being taken to a drag show without his permission. And that's what my point is. And we circle back, if you will, to the gay bar. And who's standing out in front of the gay bar on the report?
Ding, 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 to guess who?
Just saying. Coincidence, whatever you want to call it. Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
The liberals are losing their minds over this. Libs of TikTok.
Here, let me turn it up.
Hardly hear it.
I got it.
Houston, Texas. Yeah. A dad testifying before the school district, the Houston school district, about a teacher who's alleged to have brought his son to a drag show. And one of the people there is alleged to be a sex offender. Liberals are melting down about this. Why? Because they love this stuff. They love the idea of kids being exposed to drag shows, but they only love it in their little circle because they quietly know how evil this all is. Once it leaves their little circle and libs of TikTok puts this over and parents start talking about it, they lose their minds. They need to shut it down. The fact checkers will be involved any second now too, because there's nothing more they love to do than to pull the mirror away from the liberal space who hates what he looks at. Check this out.
My son attended Sam Houston MSDC. His teacher, Mr. Patrick Pickler, he was his chemistry teacher. He was also a writer for About Magazine, an LGBTQ magazine. He published an article with a lot of students and a lot of students in them without authorization. He recruited my son. He also took my son to a drag show when he was underage. He took him to a drag show when he was underage, and it was really bad. It was a really bad experience. He also put him next to this sex offender when he was out there with my son. There's a lot of stuff that nothing got done. I have a lot of info, a lot of videos, text messages. Police, HSD has a lot of messages. It's really bad.
Well, there you have it.
That goes on, folks.
So my point here is that no prosecutions. Nobody ever gets prosecuted. Does it sound like around here, too, that nobody ever gets prosecuted, no matter what happens, unless you're on the right side of everything? Unless you are, a member of the team, then,
right.
Nobody gets prosecuted on their side. It's everybody else.
Exactly. And with that, we'll pick this up on the other side. We do need to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
You would have never learned the words to Amazing Grace. Never felt the chill of a pew when you lost faith. Well, blood, sweat, and tears wouldn't mean a thing if you didn't strike out a couple hundred times. If you never hit rock bottom, never cussed the sky, you would have never known to ask the good Lord why. Or ever changed your life. If you never had heartaches, if you never had a heartbreak, never had more than you can take or carried away. Would you feel like you earned it? Would you live with a purpose? Or ever known your own strength? If you never had hard days, you wouldn't know what it's like to dance in the rain. Never see the silver lining when the sky's gone gray. You wouldn't know a dream come true from the few that don't.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to their new location at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors and the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Choose from a tasty half-pound burger, pepperoni pizza, sandwich or hot dog with a side of fries, potato or macaroni salad, and dessert. Eat in or call 530-691-4333 to place your order or order online. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to 2495 Athens Avenue, north of Crown Motors and the Cypress Square Shopping Center, where our food speaks for itself.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
We'll be right back.
Yeah, that's a little muse there. Kind of different.
That's a little different. And with that, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Andrew. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, how are you, folks?
Good. What can we do for you?
I'd like to circle back because it makes me giggle to say that. regarding this one-sided special counsel or whatever they're doing in D.C. regarding the January 6th, did you folks know, and I've heard this, that Trump is exploring equal time because it is so one-sided, there's no majority or minority Republicans in this, they can't subpoena,
right.
And as I heard of. Anyway, the networks are going to have to give Trump equal time to refute this menagerie that they're putting
I'd
on.
I'd love to see it. I don't know if they have to do anything anymore because nobody ever gets prosecuted is the problem.
Well, the networks, though, FCC, must give equal time.
Yeah, again, I'd like to see it. I'm not having a lot of faith. Yeah.
I heard rumblings of it earlier this week on the True News, not True News, but you know, alternative media, if you will. And there's a lot of stuff we have to filter out, but I believe it's being talked about. Just thought I'd throw it out there.
Well, it would certainly be nice if it could happen.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but I'd love to see it because the real deal is this is a show trial. It is a sham. It is a kangaroo court, and they're not presenting anything, but they're trying to smear, as usual, you know, third impeachment trial here is what to try to get him so he can't run the next time because they know they don't have a chance of winning in a legal vote. Anyway,
they don't want him back in any type of office.
Oh, no, because he's we know the truth. They have to edit the video or we can't continue because we can't find enough ways to piece it together and so forth. And this is what makes it very possible for this to occur. And I pray it does. And that, by the way, we all need to pray.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Anyway,
with that. Folks.
Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate that.
Thanks, Andrew. We appreciate it.
And that's great news if it would happen.
Yeah. I guess we have another caller.
I heard it, and I believe it was out of his mouth himself. And since he can sue by himself because...
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've heard that before, like on the radio, but what they do if you don't follow it, I'm not sure what would happen. But let's keep our fingers crossed.
All right, take care. Thank you.
All right, you bet. And with that, we'll go to Rich. Good morning, Rich.
Hey, good morning.
What you got?
As always, it's plenty. But what I want to talk about at the moment is our last election we just had here locally. I'll try to be as quick as possible.
Sure.
I think a lot of problems that we've had locally with these local elections. We're gathering statistics and documents, et cetera, and we're seeing some things that are raising some red flags, but our county board of supervisors actually has power and authority to do some things prior to the November election to help minimize any fraud that may be going on in Shasta County, but that we know for a fact is happening throughout California. And we know that for a fact because of the evidence that has been collected by Election Integrity Project and a lawsuit. So let's not all play any games and think that it's not possible in Shasta County. So I've put my head together with a couple other very smart folks. I'm putting together a proposal. I will be submitting at the County Board of Supervisors meeting June 28th. And they have power and authority to do things. I'll just give a couple of short examples. They may absolutely get rid of the drop boxes in California, in Shasta County.
That would be huge. Yeah, because I think that's where the biggest problem is. In itself, because you can monitor what they're doing otherwise.
Well, and again, I'm not going to, I'm going to be proposing anywhere from 10 to 12 items on the 28th to our county board. The elections officer, Kathy, has the discretion to not use drop boxes, however she chooses to use them. So our county board absolutely may take that into their own hands, and whether it be by county policy or county ordinance, they may wish away the drop boxes into the cornfield. That's just one of many proposals that is going to be presented to the board on the 28th of this month. And I really hope people they need to show up on the 28th and voice their concerns with this most recent local county elections, because the more people that show up when that proposal is submitted to them, the more chance we're going to have them to take some action. And there are some considerable things they can do. Also putting cameras inside the registrar's office. They absolutely can be done. Most county buildings today, there's cameras everywhere. Most of them, in fact, all of them probably do not capture audio for privacy purposes. But the video side of the house is absolutely a normal way of life. So no reason why we can't have those in the elections office either. And there's many other proposals which I will present on the 28th.
Well, wow. Good. I mean, I think that we need to do that. I think we should. If they're going to keep the drop boxes, they need to have cameras on them too.
I was going to say they need to be monitored somehow.
Yeah,
if
I think
we
they need
keep
to get
them.
get rid of them, and you know, we need to get to some fair and elections anyway. Period.
And so. I find it hard to believe, like you say, with the cameras, because they're everywhere. I mean,
they're cheap.
Yeah, and it's cheap fix. It doesn't cost a lot of money. Why wouldn't there already be cameras in that office for various reasons, not just during election?
No, absolutely. I think we all know the answer to that question now, don't we? But
right.
So lots coming on that side. And we all have to press our board, our county board of supervisors. They have power and authority to do things that they have never even considered. And it's time to push the envelope with them. I'm sick and tired, in my opinion, our local elections were stolen from us. That's my opinion. And we need to push our county board to start doing bold things they never would have thought even imaginable. And we're going to have to push that envelope. So I hope a lot of people get on board.
I totally
agree with that. That's been the problem, is we haven't been pushing hard enough on some of these. I mean, we're starting to, because people are getting educated and more plugged in. But for a long time, we didn't, and they just kind of went along and did what they do.
Voter turnout should have been a lot more on this election, too. But would it have made a difference? I don't know, because I don't know the extent of the problem.
Yeah.
Well,
unfortunately.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, Rich.
Well, unfortunately, even if we can minimize certain avenues of possible fraud in Shasta County, what it will do is it will shift the fraud to other locations. However, the fewer rabbits we chase down rabbit holes, the easier it is for us to catch those rabbits. So example, get rid of the drop boxes. Well, that'll shift any stuffing to the mail system. Well, that's a federal crime to commit fraud through the mail system. So, you know, that might turn off a few folks to do it in that manner. But like I said, we just have to minimize the possibility. And that's going to be the question I pose to the board on June 28th. I will ask every one of them a yes or no question on the record. Do you support taking any actions to reduce the possibility of election fraud in Shasta County? Mr. Jones, Mr. Garman, I will go down one by one, and I will be expecting a yes or no answer to that question.
Well, of course, they'll all say yes. But then what would they do about it is the thing.
Well, that's okay. We get them on the record now, don't we?
Yeah.
So can the Board of Supervisors pretty much tell the elections office, like, we want you to put cameras in, we want you to do this, we want you to do that.
Yes.
And if you don't follow these guidelines, then whatever the repercussion could be on that.
Well, I mean, the repercussions are, that's the next chapter in the book, but they absolutely have that power and authority, because that office is run. It's run by the county. It's funded, not necessarily by mostly county funds, but that doesn't matter. It's a county office. The registrar is a county officer. He wears two hats: an elected hat and a county officer hat. And that is the side of the house that the county board has authority over. They can put policies in, absolutely, or ordinances,
right,
to oversee the elections office. I brought this up 2 weeks ago. Our county board, per the government code, can assign an oversight over and above the registrar of voters. They absolutely have that authority already. So they absolutely can do a lot of things, and the registrar of voters has no say in it.
Interesting. That's interesting.
Well, have you got anything else, Rich?
No, thank you. That's it. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you calling in with that information. So, everybody, go to the Board of Supervisor meeting on June 28th.
There you have it.
And voice your opinion on this, or at least attend on it.
So,
because that could really change things if the Board of Supervisors can tell them or put in place policies, whether it's the drop boxes or whatever, could make a big difference on the election outcomes. I'm just saying, it could change things around.
I agree. All right, let's see what else have we got up here that we can talk about. There's plenty of news.
yeah.
I mean, good grief. Let's talk about the economy a little bit here. I mean,
what economy?
Yeah, there is no economy. The economy is completely crashing. If you're not storing food or getting ready for what's coming, then you're not very sharp. If you're too busy worried about having fun, the fun's coming to an end here the way things are going. Biden's economy is crashing with high gas prices, high electricity, high food prices, all of the above. And it's a lot worse than they're telling you as far as the numbers. They actually had an emergency meeting over the weekend about how to stop the 10-year yield from spiking, because it started to spike this last week, and they've pulled all the stops out. If they get that under control, we'll go along with this farce a little while longer, pretending that there's no problem. But the real deal is that we are in a problem, and this whole thing is going to collapse at some point, and you need to be prepared. Now, does that mean it's the end of the world? Does that mean we won't get through it? Of course we'll get through it. But
it's going to be tough times for a lot of people.
It's going to be tough times, and there's going to be a lot of pain. And they're not slowing anything down. I mean, I personally think that they're trying to collapse the economy, the Federal Reserve, and usher in their new Great Reset. And, you know, Biden's just a moron and a puppet, and you've got a lot of people that buy into this. If it's for free and the government takes care of it, it's for me. But I guess we got a caller. So
we do. We've got Nick on the line. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I wasn't going to say anything, but Rich kind of prompted me to. I'm going to Tuesday's meeting, and I'm going to propose that they get rid of the Dominion machines. I sent out an email this morning to about 30 people, and the replies I've got 22 replies, all say no. Do you trust the Dominion machines? Nobody trusts those machines. Bob Hostinger said we can get out of that contract with no penalty. Personally, I don't care if there is a penalty to get out of that contract. If we lose our money, if we don't trust the vote counting machines, what do we have?
Well, that's just a part of it. The other part is the ballot box. You know, the 2,000 mules where there's stuff in the ballot boxes. So, you know, they've got two things going here that makes you suspect as to whether we're having a fair election.
Yeah, but I'm going to attack Dominion. It sounds like Rich is doing a great job attacking everybody else. I like to just stick to one subject and make it simple for them.
Sure.
The fact is, represent the people here. If you don't want to get rid of the machines, give us the choice. Put it on the election. Let the people decide whether we want these machines or not.
I'm in agreement. I think these machines have got to go.
Well, I'm going to be there Tuesday, and then on my show a week from today, I'm going to give a rundown what I said. And I would encourage everybody to at least email the Board of Supervisors and just say, we don't trust the Dominion machines. You don't have to go very far. Just, you know, we don't trust them. So why are they shoved down our throats?
I think I'll try doing that again, because when I tried emailing the Board of Supervisors before with stuff, and that was during the Modi regime, and of course everything I sent in was completely ignored. So, I'll try it again, because I won't be here I will be in classes this next week. I have,
I will be.
Yeah,
too.
You will be too, because we've got to get our updated continuing ed so we can stay in this industry of farcical, nonsensical rules.
But you said something about, you know, it was during Modi's time. That's when this got put back into place, was during Modi time.
Right there at the end.
Right there at the end, no matter what people said about the, they went ahead and did up that contract.
Well, that's right, and I think it was a 5-year contract, but I don't care if we lose money. We don't trust our elections. What do you got if you don't trust your elections?
I think you're right. I mean, I don't trust the elections. I think that we won the recall simply by inertia and grit. I mean, these people act like it was easy to go out there on this recall, and it wasn't. And there was people everywhere watching everything that was going on. And in one precinct, you might be able to do that. When you start enlarging it and going to the machines, it's a lot tougher.
Boy, you've got to take a hat tip to those women that ran that recall. What an uphill battle, and what a wonderful job they did.
Yep.
Yep.
And, I totally agree.
So anyway, if people could go to this meeting, just get up there at open comment and said what Nick said. I back up what Nick said. You don't have, you know, if you start going too far, if you start bringing up too many things at once, I'm not sure they can multiple task when it comes to thinking about everything, or they start thinking you're a nut. That's why I like to stick to just one subject.
I'm going to leave that one.
That's a hard one not to. That's a hard one not to touch there, Nick.
Have a great day.
All right, thanks, Nick. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Wow. I had some things brought up. I think I'm going to skip them. I wanted to play a clip, but I think I'm going to let it go, just because.
Well, while we're on elections, you see on the Gateway Pundit says, hey, Bill Barr, Kentucky Supreme Court rules on cell phone geo-tracking case. Proving premise behind 2000 Mules is valid and very much in use today.
Everybody knew it was valid, and, including Bill Barr, but what they're doing is anything to discredit the fact. Because once you establish the fact that the election was stolen through nefarious means, through this ballot stuffing, it pulls everything apart. It pulls January 6th apart. Because if they stole the election, that was the whole reason for the protests of January 6th. They set them up. They put FBI guys out there. They let them into the Capitol. They set this thing up. Now, would the Democrats do that? Oh, I don't know. Is this the same guys that, manufactured the Steele dossier and the impeachment trials? And they wouldn't lie about anything, would they? They wouldn't. They're not nefariously evil up there, are they, trying to stay in power? I know that's a rhetorical question.
Yeah. Yep.
Of course they are. Everybody knows it. And it's becoming more and more apparent. It's like, it's like asking the question, is Joe Biden, does he have is all of his senses?
Does he have any brain cells?
Is he cognitive? Does he like chocolate chip ice cream? The thing is that we all can see over and over. When Trump walked down that one ramp slowly, it was nothing but, oh God, we can't trust him anymore. His brain's gone. Is he in decline? Is he old? Is he this? Is he that?
Yeah.
And then there's so many clips of Joe Biden screwing up what he says, stammering on his speech, tripping and falling. We got a bike this morning. It's like you can do clips after clip. There's so many clips, you can make a freaking movie.
Right. If it was anybody else, they'd probably already have him in the old folks' home. I'm just saying, Anybody else, they would be putting in and saying, hey, you need to stay here. You're unsafe.
So how
we have to have people take care of you.
Even the mainstream media is starting to turn on, I think Brian Stelter, going to the hot dog stand and eating too much and having too much ice cream for his snacks. Might be missing a few more meals here, considering that I think he's probably not going to have a job here pretty soon, because CNN's imploding because they've lied and lied and lied and lied and lied. And same for Don Lemon. They lie about everything.
Yep.
And the people that actually believe anything, oh, the insurrection was dangerous, really? But all those guys blowing up the cities all over the place, that was an insurrection. And those guys that were firebombing federal buildings, that was an insurrection. That was because they were mad and they had a right to be, even though what were they mad about again?
I don't know. They don't even say that they're the whole narrative is so off with
mad. They were mad because they couldn't
get their way.
They took all that BLM money and bought a bunch of mansions. They were mad because they're poor,
yeah,
but they're not poor
people,
anymore because
the
they made a bunch of money.
They bought mansions. That's true.
So we're almost at the end of the show. I think we want to go out with that Imagine clip from the Babylon Bee, but when we go out, so
I don't know. It's just, I think our biggest problem is there is no solid foundation in our society anymore.
Well, it's really all about the truth. And the truth is, you know, we lost sight of that moral thing, that moral tenet, the Ten Commandments, the fear of God, if you will. If there's no morality, then what you have is what we got, because nothing matters. That's exactly why we have.
Yep.
It used to be that everybody believed in the truth. Everybody, you know, if you were a liar, you were shunned. You know, I mean, and it was wrong, and everybody knew it. You know, and now it's like it's okay to lie if you're in Congress. I mean, the serial liar Adam Schiff, you know, is talking about pursuing criminal charges against Trump for engaging in multiple criminal acts, but there are none. It's a show trial. It's all a big lie, because I think these guys are starting to get scared, because if the Republicans take over, they might prosecute some of these people.
Well, one can hope. We still have to have hope.
Yeah.
On that. That's for sure.
Anyway.
I think we're just about there.
Pretty close.
We got about 3 minutes we have to go.
It's been a weird show today. That's the first time I've ever had my computer completely dump all of my setup stuff, so that I usually have the tabs I can
go
through.
Yeah, nothing surprises me
anymore.
It's like,
are we on the radar now or something? I don't know.
I think we have been on the radar, but yeah.
Crazy. And then we got to acknowledge that this is Travis's last show.
Yeah.
We're gonna miss him.
We're going to miss him. Yeah. We'll have to go down and have a drink and watch some TV with him or something.
Yeah, something.
That's great.
Yeah. And happy Father's Day.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, you as well. You have kids, right?
I have grandkids now.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, so I have kids and grandkids now, and my grandkids live with me. So I have three grandkids that I raise right now.
I know, isn't that September? Grandparents' Day is in September, right?
I'm not
sure. I don't know.
There should be like a month, a grandparent month.
Yeah.
You know, where we all get free tickets to the Bahamas or something.
I'm a grandparent.
My daughter has hermit crabs and says that I'm grandpa.
Oh. No, I have grandchildren.
I wasn't sure where you were going with the hermit crab thing, you know, but my granddaughter has hermit
crabs. Just tells you how old we're getting when we have grandchildren, you know.
Yeah.
So we're not going to go there.
So yeah. The clip is the should I just play it now?
Just go ahead and play it now. It's the Imagine takeoff from John Lennon's Imagine. It's the Babylon Bee, so obviously you know what to expect.
All right, really?
So, and we'll see you guys all next week.
All right, have a great
week. I will be gone next week.
I'm not sure what we're doing.
Yeah, we might have a rerun or something.
Tuned. I don't know.
Yeah.
You never know, but tune in and find out.
All right, very good.
Imagine there's no bread. It's easy if you try. No tacos or hot sauce. Nothing cold or fried. Imagine all the people living in the gulags,
yeah.
Imagine there's no money,
no money.
It isn't hard to do,
not hard to do.
Nothing to eat or drink now,
not a crumb, not a drop now.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.